Hello.
Hello. Hi, my name is Angel from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed, and this call is quick and confidential. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you. And may I ask, what is your year of birth?
66.
Thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest
master's
degree? Thank you. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you. What is your race? White, black, or African American?
African American.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I am registered.
Thank you. And how satisfied would you say you are with the direction of the country? Would you say you are very satisfied? Somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction of the country?
I am somewhat satisfied.
Okay, thank you. And as you may know, there will be elections for President, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024?
Okay. Would you put these things on for us?
Thank you. And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated and 10 means you're extremely... Thank you. How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power. Thank you. And thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? You can select two of these options: student loan forgiveness, jobs and the economy, racism and discrimination, crime and violence, immigration, criminal justice reform, police violence, voting rights and democracy, climate change, healthcare, cost of living and inflation, teaching history in schools, abortion, Israel-Palestine conflict. Which two would you pick?
Criminal. What did you say about criminal?
Criminal reform, justice reform.
Justice, criminal justice reform and teaching history in school.
Okay, thank you. And now we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you neither warm, you're neutral, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any form number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you've never heard of the person or groups, please say so. The first one is Democrats in Congress.
8.
Thank you. Donald Trump?
0.
J.D. Vance?
8.
Thank you. Joe Biden?
6.
Thank you. Kamala Harris?
9.
Thank you. Congressional Black Caucus?
7.
Thank you. And Project 2025?
0.
Okay, thank you. If the 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote?
Kamala
Harris?
Yes.
Thank you. And how certain are you that you vote for Kamala Harris? Very certain.
Very.
Somewhat? Thank you. And if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate? The Republican candidate? Thank you. Would you say that Democrats in Congress keep none of their promises, only a few of their promises, some of their promises, all of their promises to Black Americans?
Some of theirs.
Thank you. Does Joe Biden stepping aside in order for Kamala Harris to be the Democratic nominee make you more or less likely to vote for Democrats for Congress, or does it make no difference either way?
More.
Is it much more likely, somewhat more likely?
Somewhat more.
Thank you. Thinking about your vote for Congress, would you say you are voting more to elect your preferred candidate and get them into office, or more to vote against the other candidate to keep them out of the office?
More for the proper candidate to get into office.
Thank you. Next, I'm going to read you a series of statements that people say about why we should vote for Democrats for Congress. For each one, please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement is a very convincing reason for you to vote for Democrats for Congress. 5 means you're neither convincing nor unconvincing, which is neutral. And 0 means it is not at all convincing reason for you to vote for Democrats for Congress. So the first one is, we need leaders in Congress who will invest in the Black community. Democrats in Congress passed historic infrastructure investments to help build up transportation, assist Black homeowners with updating their homes, and advance environmental justice in communities that have been hit hardest by climate change. On a scale from 0 to 10, which one would you pick?
9.
Thank you. Next. Every American deserves access to affordable and comprehensive health care. Democrats in Congress have lowered health care premiums and expanded coverage under the Affordable Care Act for millions of Black families. With 1.7 million Black Americans able to enroll in a marketplace insurance plan in 2023, and the uninsured rate for Black Americans dropped to just 11%. On a scale from 0 to 10, how would you rate it?
9.
Thank you. 3 more. When Black businesses do well, they create jobs, generate wealth in their local communities, and make the broader economy stronger. Democrats in Congress work with the Biden-Harris administration to invest in Black entrepreneurship and opportunity, leading to Black business ownership growing at the fastest pace in 30 years. On a scale from 0 to 10, how would you rate that?
8.
Thank you. But 2 more. Corporate greed is driving up costs, with the impact felt most by Black Americans who pay more in junk fees such as overdraft fees and credit card late fees. The Biden-Harris administration is taking action on these predatory junk fees by eliminating unfair banking fees, saving consumers billions, and putting money back in the pockets of Black Americans. On a scale from 0 to 10, how would you rate that?
9.
Okay, thank you. And as our loved ones are aging, we cannot watch them have to choose between the dignity of affording medications and putting food on the table. Democrats in Congress work to cap medical costs for seniors on Medicare, including capping insulin costs at just $35 and making many vaccines free. On a scale from 0 to 10, how would you rate that?
10.
Thank you. And finally, everyone deserves to have access to safe, affordable housing. Democrats in Congress work with the Biden-Harris administration to ensure 8 million American households were able to stay in their homes during the pandemic, by providing emergency rental assistance with 40% of the assistance going to Black households. Scale from 0 to 10, how would you rate that?
10.
Thank you. Thinking of the messages you just heard, which of the following two statements best describes how you feel? The first one is, we have the power to deliver what our communities need when we vote. Two, when we vote for a leadership that invests in us, we make our community stronger. Three, we have the power to protect all members of our community when we vote. Four, we've made progress, but there is still work to be done this November. And finally, they want us to believe that our votes still make a difference, but our votes are making Black lives better. Which two would you pick?
Four and five.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so we're almost done. We have just a few more questions to ask you again. As you may know, there will be elections for President, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections with 10 meaning you're extremely likely to vote? Thank you. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10? Thank you. And sometimes in surveys like this, people change their mind and sometimes they don't. So once again, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate?
The Democratic.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate? Somewhat progressive or somewhat conservative?
Somewhat progressive.
Okay. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
Yes.
Thank you. And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democratic.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not strong Democratic?
Strong.
Thank you. And how would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired?
Retired.
Thank you. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else, not eligible, or did not vote?
Last time,
yes.
Biden.
Thank you. Okay, so we're at 95%. So last year, that is 2023. What was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
$160,000.
Thank you. And aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious services? More than once a week? Once a week? Once or twice a month? A few times a year? Seldom? Never?
Once a week.
Thank you. Right, so this concludes our survey, and thank you so much for participating. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too.
Thanks. Bye.